Margot Norton, Associate Curator. The massive collection of photographs and objects displayed in these two rooms is known as Partners, the Teddy Bear Project, which was created by artist, curator, and collector Edessa Hendelis. The 3,000 photographs on view are organized according to body postures and social positions of the people depicted. All of the items have one thing in common, that they trace the history and vernacular use of the teddy bear, a toy which obtained its name from a 1902 cartoon of U.S. President Theodore Teddy Roosevelt, in which he spared a bear's life during a hunting trip. The stuffed teddy bear then rose to become a mainstay in popular culture that transformed the political fable into a mass-produced commodity. Born in Germany in 1948, the child of two Auschwitz survivors, Hendelis admits that this project, among other works that she's created, are all post-Holocaust documents. In the context of this archival presentation that foregrounds the nostalgic nature of portraiture, the teddy bear also functions as a transitional object to help their owners ward off trauma or loss. The entirety of Partners the Teddy Bear Project, including all of the objects on view here, as well as their elaborate display, was first installed in the Haus der Kunst in Munich, a building constructed in the 1930s as a nationalist monument to the Third Reich and thought to be the pinnacle of Nazi architecture. Seen in that specific context, Hendelis' inventory of images takes on particular poignancy, haunted by the dark history of World War II. Partners the Teddy Bear Project highlights the potential of an archive to both superficially impose order, as was the case with Hitler's own deplorable ethnic taxonomy, at the same time that it documents, through photographs, objects, and ephemera, that which is irrevocably lost.